Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, about the newly expanded and renovated Knoxville Public Library, now open. In her new office at the newly renovated and expanded Knoxville Public Library, you know, it's weird to say it, April of 2018, you broke ground, you're now sitting in your office, I guess, after everything that's been going on. And I know, even before this, a long time, a lot of people, how's it feel to finally be open and finally be able to show people the wonderful library you got?
It is so wonderful. It is a big celebration. Kudos to Knoxville and this whole community for supporting us and helping us pull through with this project. It actually started in 2010 when we received a grant from the State Library to hire a building consultant. And he did a space needs assessment for us and came up with a program, just compared us to peer libraries and find out how, you know, our space was so small compared to the other libraries. And he practically counted books on the shelves and our collection. And from there on, it just grew. The project idea just grew. And here we are sitting today, you know, with the ribbon cutting and celebrating for the whole town.
Yeah, that's my next question. When it comes to the ribbon cutting, to be able to see everybody show up and to be able to just show everybody. I know when I came in here a few days before, you were excited to be able to show off the library. It's like a brand new toy, a new car, except for this is, when you compare it to the old library, compare it and see the new one, it's just jaw-dropping. So how awesome was that to be able to see everybody from the city to just general citizens to be able to see their reaction and be able to smile knowing that it's done?
I know, it's wonderful. You are right. It is jaw-dropping. And I think a lot of comments that we get when people look, even from the front, and they look at the old original Carnegie building from 1912, and then how it was added on in 1990, and now this new addition in 2019. And it all looks so beautiful, blended. Just that facade, you know, the brickwork and the rooftop, everything looks beautifully blended. It just works.
I feel like, you know, when it comes to this, it's, you guys have so much new amenities and so much room and so many cool things. It's going to take a while kind of to realize the potential that you have with you, the use that you can do here at the library.
I know we have so many programs that we are planning to have in the future. And I think we took, you know, feedback from the community and what they wanted. And they wanted a lot more room, more study room space. They wanted bigger meeting room areas. And we did talk to some of the younger folks, and they wanted, you know, a teen area, a dedicated for the teens. And that's what we've tried our best to do. And I think we've succeeded. It's beautiful because we have a lot more room for programs. We have a bigger genealogy room, and that's important to some people. We have more restrooms that drive up alleyway that people will really appreciate. It's just gorgeous.
You know, I know that this couldn't be obviously built in a day, and it didn't take one person. It took a lot of people and a lot of groups and a lot of meetings and a lot of things. Is there anybody that you want to, you know, make sure that you thank or recognize for this?
Oh, absolutely. It took all of us to come together. And of course, well, we had a wonderful, wonderful campaign group of people, a whole large group of volunteers to help us. And of course, we had a fundraising group that helped us. And that was just essential to help us, you know, bring it to a close. So many people to thank, but mainly, of course, the Wiley Foundation for helping us, the Pella Corp and the Kuiper Foundation, the Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust. Those are very important people to thank, but just everybody in general.
You know, so now that you guys are open and now that it's kind of, in a way, back to business as usual, is there anything exciting events or anything coming up that, you know, you want people to know about and then, you know, be able to come in and take advantage of these nice new facilities?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we already came out with the September program calendar, and it is chock full of programming. One of the things I should mention, and we'll go into more detail as the weeks go by, but one of the things that I should mention is we have a program called the Stiletto Girls, and that's a book talk on September 9th, and they are coming at 1:30. We have our DIY program that will resume. Story time will also resume on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. One of the programs I'm excited about is on September 11th, and it is called the Hershey Chocolate Road Trip. We have a speaker who will be talking about the founder of the Hershey Chocolate Factory, and his name was Milton Hershey, and she has a lot of wonderful stories to tell about that. And one of my favorites is, of course, Trivia Night, and we will continue with that, and we'll have Trivia Night at the library on September 19th.
Now, one more time about the library. I'm going to throw you under the bus. One word, if you can, one word to describe the new library.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
Thanks to Director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knikrls.com.